Continuing a close relationship between the U.S. and Israel, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden's first stop on his trip to the Middle East was Israel, where he stressed the U.S. commitment to supporting the country. The president, meeting with Prime Minister Yair Lapid, said threats to Israel are as real today as they were 50 years ago.
The scourge of anti-Semitism still marches around the world. We must never forget the horrors which an unchecked hatred can lead.
The president says the U.S. is committed to ensuring that Israel can defend itself against threats, citing America's investment in Israel's Iron Dome and Iron Beam defense systems. The president's next stop is in Saudi Arabia. Former President Trump says his ex-wife Ivana passed away at her home in New York City today. She's the mother of Donald Trump Jr., Ivanka, and Eric Trump. Ivana Trump grew up in a communist-ruled Czechoslovakia and married the former president in 1977. The couple divorced in 1992. She was 73. A long-stalled bill intended to boost U.S. semiconductor manufacturing could begin moving forward in the Senate next week.
Sources say Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has told senators to be ready for preliminary votes on a measure that would provide more than $50 billion for chip manufacturers as well as tax incentives. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's determined to pass the bill.
We need to have the transformative nature of research and education and the rest to make us continue to be preeminent in the world.
U.S. officials have pointed to a domestic shortfall of chip production as hampering the supply chain.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. South Carolina attorney Alec Murdaugh has been charged with murder in connection with last year's deaths of his wife and son, who were shot to death outside their home. The indictments released today say Murdaugh killed his wife with a rifle and his son with a shotgun. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Uber faces a lawsuit by hundreds of women who say they were attacked during rides.
More than 500 women in multiple states have signed on to the class action lawsuit against Uber. The suit says the women were, quote, kidnapped, sexually assaulted, raped, stalked, harassed, or otherwise attacked by Uber drivers they'd been paired with through the app. The filing comes a month after Uber released its latest safety report, which disclosed that it received more than 3,800 complaints of sexual assaults on Uber rides in 2019 and 2020. Uber told Fox Business that it takes rider safety seriously. The app includes an emergency button where users can call or text 911, among other safety features, and the company requires background checks on all potential drivers. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Amazon reports positive numbers from its latest online sale.
Amazon says it sold more than 300 million items, or about 100,000 per minute, during its biggest ever Prime Day event, which wrapped up Wednesday night. Top categories: electronics, Amazon-branded devices, and household essentials, which were especially appealing as inflation continues to soar. Numerator, which surveyed shoppers, found among the top five items sold, two are household or grocery products, and three are Amazon branded. Last year, no household or grocery items cracked the top five. Shoppers also scooping up Fire TVs, Series 7 Apple Watches, and summer essentials like sunglasses. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The white woman at the center of the 1955 lynching of black teenager Emmett Till in Mississippi denies wanting him killed. A memoir by Carolyn Donham obtained by the Associated Press shows Donham saying she attempted to help Till after her husband and brother-in-law asked her to ID him. She says she denied it to Till because she didn't want him harmed. An unserved arrest warrant linking Donham to Till's abduction was recently found in a Mississippi courthouse basement. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.